up on this episode of HTNR, we break down new pricing models for Tidal and Spotify. Kaleidoscape unleashes its largest movie server yet. Expona, the audio expo out in Chicagoland, gets ready to launch. Next Level Acoustics offers up a new service for owners of the Frame TV. The Geek Squad experiences some unfortunate layoffs. And of course, we also take a trip in the time machine, take an up-close look at what's happening in the world of movies and discs, and so much more. Good morning and happy Monday to all you home theater fans out there. Welcome to this week's edition of Home Theater News Review. My name is Todd with the Home Theater Forum at avnirvana.com. You can watch this podcast on our YouTube channel or listen to it on Spotify and iTunes. If you enjoy the show, please take a moment to leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify, as that will help other home theater fans find us. And of course, come hang out in our home theater forum community at avnirvana.com. Today is April 8th, 2024, and big day today as the solar eclipse rolls across the United States. Here in the nation's capital, they're saying we're going to get about 89 to 90% of the eclipse action. Nothing compared to 100% of totality, from what I'm told. So those of you that are out there in the path of totality, I gotta admit, I am pretty jealous. But look, folks out there, please definitely take care of your eyes today. Be safe, but enjoy this because this is not going to happen again in North America for at least another 20, maybe 21 years. All right, time to throw this episode into gear. Let's hop into the time machine. And we find ourselves back on April 8th, 1968, and the 40th Academy Awards were postponed until April 10th due to the death of Dr. Martin Luther King. Of course, Dr. King had been fatally shot at the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4th, so the Academy decided to hit pause for a period of mourning. Jumping ahead to April 8, 1983, we have illusionist David Copperfield capturing the world's attention by making the Statue of Liberty disappear. Now, he performed this stunt at night in front of what they were saying were 20 tourists. I just have to take them for their word. I went back and watched a video of this broadcast earlier this morning, and these witnesses were totally gobsmacked. I'd say they were floored by what had just happened in front of them. So the big question out there is, how did he do it? And the big time spoiler alert, I don't think this is probably spoiling much for anyone, but basically this illusion involved these giant pillars that held a huge sheet that was raised up in the air that covered the view of the Statue of Liberty for these onlookers. And as they were sitting there, lots of loud music was played and the stage was slowly rotated. And when the sheet dropped, one of those pillars was blocking their view of the Statue of Liberty. And he had some other things going on. There were some lights and there was a helicopter. And my impression is that all of those kind of moved in unison, and it made it appear as if that statue had disappeared. On this day in 1990, a super popular TV show created by David Lynch premiered on the American Broadcasting Company, or ABC. Of course, the name of that show is Twin Peaks. And just 2 years ago, Michael Bay's film Ambulance was released in theaters. I really liked Ambulance a lot. It was such a great kind of 90s throwback film, just a really fun watch. Maybe a little long, but I really enjoyed it. And on that same exact day, Will Smith received a 10-year ban from attending the Oscars by the U.S. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science. And just as a little interesting side note, just a few days prior to April 8th, back in 1965, the first commercial communications satellite was launched. It was built by the Hughes Aircraft Company, launched by NASA, and run by the Communications Satellite Corporation, or COMSAT, and it was eventually activated 2 or 3 months later and handled telephone traffic, TV signals, faxes, and this is kind of funny, the telegraph. So there you have it. All right, back to the present. and the home theater news that really matters most, what's happening right here and now. If you're in the Chicago area this week, Expona is happening. It runs from the 12th to the 14th at the Renaissance Schaumburg Hotel and Convention Center. Ticket pricing is elevated just a little bit above what it was just a few months back, because early bird pricing definitely over. Right now you're looking at $35 a day. 2 and 3 day passes are going for $65 and $95 respectively. But if you're part of Gen Z, that's age 15 to 26 years old, you can get in for just $15. And show organizers say there will be more than 200 listening rooms, live nightly concerts, and so much more going on. So definitely go and check it out. In fact, just this morning, I got a note from Focal telling me that their Grand Utopia EVO speakers will be there. And those are, and I kind of found this pricing to be pretty amusing. They are $279,998 per pair. I'm not sure how they came up with that 998, but they did. And so that's where it is. Basically 280 grand for that pair of speakers. They're going to be paired with Naim's NAC S1 preamps and the NAP S1 mono power amps. Those basically cost $100,000 each. I'm sure other components in that system are going to be equal to the task. So you're looking at a system that costs well over $500,000. Point being, this is a great opportunity to hear some of the best audio equipment ever manufactured on Earth. And not to say most of this equipment is unobtainium to just about everyone on Earth. So definitely take a moment and go check it all out. Kaleidoscape made headlines last week by announcing two new movie server options. The company is retiring its 88 terabyte Terra Prime server, replacing it with a 72 terabyte model and a 96 terabyte model, which now stands as its largest storage device ever. As announced at last year's Cedia Expo, Terra Prime servers feature an all new board design with faster processing power, 2.5 gigabit Ethernet, and the ability to deliver 5 to 10 simultaneous playback zones, with 5 reserved for the smaller compact servers and 10 for the larger full-size models. So what does this get you? Well, 96 terabytes will allow you to store up to 1,600 4K movies. Of course, if you're just into buying and keeping Blu-ray movies, it's a whole lot more than that. And the 72 terabyte version can store roughly 1,200 4K movies. Kaleidoscape says it now offers an Ultimate Movie 4K System Bundle package that ships with two TerraPrime 96 terabyte movie servers loaded with every 4K title available. Pricing for that bundle will run you about $96,000. The music streaming service Tidal is pushing new pricing into effect this week, and brace for this, it actually involves price cuts. The company is combining its existing Hi-Fi and Hi-Fi Plus tiers into a single plan called just straight up Tidal. Pricing for this plan will land at $10.99 per month, knocking $9 off the older Hi-Fi Plus cost. The Tidal plan will include all the Hi-Fi Plus perks, including high-resolution FLAC or free lossless audio codec files and access to Dolby Atmos tracks. So that sounds like a win for users of both older tiers of the high-res service. Tidal has also announced that its free tier, oh gosh, if you're a free tier user, you're going to get axed by midweek this week. So if you're riding the coattails of that free service, your time has come to an end. You either got to pony up and pay Tidal or find another way to get your music. The company is also completely eliminating its military and first responder discounts on June 10th. They say that's a move that's driven by their inability to recoup funds from rights holders of those discounted subscriptions. Though if you're a student, you can keep your current discounted rate of $4.99 per month. The company's DJ feature is also changing. If you've used the app's DJ integration in the last 90 days, you'll automatically be charged an extra $9 per month. You can cut that off, though, by removing that feature in your app's settings. Spotify is also making changes to its pricing structure. According to Bloomberg News, Spotify will raise prices by about a dollar or two by the end of April in five different markets, including the UK, Australia, and Pakistan. And yes, the United States is also in the crosshairs, but changes aren't expected until later this year. If you're a Spotify user here in the US, you might remember a similar price hike last July, where we saw rates for the individual premium plan jump from $9.99 up to $10.99. Now, according to Bloomberg, this latest round of price increases will help cover the cost of audiobooks. That's a premium feature launched last year. Currently, Spotify offers up to 15 hours of audiobooks per month, with additional time covered by an upcharge. Bloomberg says that Spotify will introduce a new basic tier with music and podcasts, but no audiobooks at the current $11 per month rate. And that, I find that actually kind of interesting, because we are Spotify subscribers here in my household, and I did not know about that audiobooks feature, so I'm going to definitely go and check that out. Next Level Acoustics continues to expand its range of custom options for the Frame TV. Last week, the company launched a new custom conversion surface that customizes the color of any bezel kit for the Frame TV. Next Level says customers can choose from hundreds of Benjamin Moore paint colors and matte and flat finishes. Now, just as a little background, if you aren't familiar with the Frame TV, this is an LCD TV manufactured by Samsung, and it's basically, for lack of a better word, a dummy panel that hangs just flat right on the wall. It's about an inch and a half thick, so it hangs on the wall just like a picture frame. And it has a separate, what they call one connect box, that houses the TV's brains. And this is where you have your input connectivity, also power connects through there. And then there's a single wire that dumps out to the TV, and it feeds the information, the picture information and the power to the TV. So basically it allows you to get that TV looking really nice on a wall. You can put this one connect box somewhere else, and there you have it. The bezel of the TV is designed to accept various frames, just like picture frames. They're really snazzy looking. Those are sold by Samsung, and in doing so, it really allows the TV to take on the appearance of a piece of artwork. We have one of these TVs in our master bedroom. I ordered it from Robert Zone over at Value Electronics. It looks really great on the wall. Pretty convincing. I mean, it really makes the TV aspect of the aesthetic completely disappear. Perhaps you sacrifice a little bit in the area of picture quality for room aesthetics, but we've been super happy with it. To participate in Next Level's new service, you basically buy one of the frame kits, ship it to Next Level. They work their magic with an in-house two-stage painting process, and then they box it back up and they send it to you. Next Level also offers two different soundbar solutions that match the depth and overall design aesthetic of a Frame TV. One's called Fusion Frame. The other is the Fusion Frame Slim. And of course, they can match color of all of these products to make it look seamless. So definitely head over to their website and give all of this a good look over. Best Buy reported fourth quarter earnings this past week, and its repair service and home theater installation outfit, the Geek Squad, is taking on some layoffs. Its reported earnings were flat, falling less than 1% to $14.6 billion. For the quarter, which means the company posted about $43.5 billion in revenue for the year, and that's down about 6% from 2022. According to The Verge, the Geek Squad experienced mass layoffs. That's their term, mass layoffs, last week, citing financial difficulties. So it looks like Best Buy is stepping back from the service side of the equation just a little bit. Best Buy says it's planning to update stores, but don't look for major remodels. The company is primarily looking to improve the overall in-store experience. Also, and I thought this was really interesting, Best Buy is partnering with Bell Canada to operate 165 small format electronic stores called Best Buy Express. And there you can find consumer electronics along with phone, internet, and TV services. Those should start popping up anytime now. They were were talking about quarter two, so we're getting there. So keep your eye out for Best Buy Express. And last but not least, Roku has filed a patent detailing a technology that places advertisements into the video feed of external devices connected to a Roku TV via HDMI. According to the tech news site Lopass, when an owner of a Roku TV takes a short break from, say, playing a video game or streaming something from a connected device, maybe even an Apple TV, Roku would use that time to show advertisements. Roku engineers apparently have even explored ways to figure out what the consumer is doing with their TV connected device in order to display relevant advertising. The patent describes how Roku can determine what is playing through HDMI by analyzing audio feeds and images. It also references automatic content recognition, or ACR. That's a system already found in many smart TVs, and it's used to analyze what is shown on screen. Of course, this technology isn't deployed yet, but this news gives you a good idea of what's to come, possibly enabled on your own Roku TV by something as simple as a firmware update. And here's the part of the show where we talk movies and discs and all of that good stuff. AV Nirvana disc critic Michael Scott spent last week padding our site's extensive movie review section. Folks, look, Mike has now published 1,920 movie reviews on AV Nirvana. It's a fantastic library of knowledge, and we all benefit from it because his movie knowledge is just so extensive, it's ridiculous. You can find a link over to our movie review form right in the show notes. There you'll find an index of 4K Blu-ray and DVD reviews right at the top. It's searchable and it's loaded with great content. You can read it and, of course, comment on it, ask questions, all that sort of good stuff. This past week, Mike published 3 new reviews, and I believe they were all Asian films. We have Polar Rescue, Baby Assassins 2, and Born to Fly. Those are all released on Blu-ray, so head over and check them out. You can find those 3 movies right on our forum's homepage at avnirvana.com. Disc sales for the week ending March 30th were very much similar last week. According to Media Play News, DVD accounted for 61% of sales. Blu-ray landed at 27%, and 4K UHD came in dead last at 12%. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is the number one selling disc for the 3rd week in a row. The Iron Claw lands at number 2, and they are followed by Migration, Wonka, and Disney's Wish. Our good friend Oppenheimer is losing his grip. That film slipped down to number 11 on the charts. And just to keep tabs on James Cameron and his recent trio of re-releases, Aliens is at number 7, True Lies is at number 13, and The Abyss is barely holding on in the top 20 at number 19. Those 3 films still hold the top 3 spots for 4K disc sales, landing in that order. Over on the Blu-ray side, we have The Iron Claw sitting atop of the sales charts, followed by Aquaman. Now to streaming, where JustWatch.com reports that Anatomy of a Fall is the number 1 streaming movie. Number 2 is The Zone of Interest. 3 is Poor Things, and Oppenheimer and American Fiction round out the top 5. And in just 1 week, Three Body Problem has fallen to number 3 on the TV show streaming chart. That is a ruthless chart over there. Things just change so rapidly. A Gentleman in Moscow has taken the pole position there. That show is available on Showtime, the Roku channel, and Prime Video, just to name a few. In Kaleidoscape news, Michael Keaton's Knox Goes Away, which is still in theaters, is now available for purchase and download. The hit Poor Things is on sale, as is the entire collection of John Wick films, which I'm guessing is happening to promote the availability of Peacock's The Continental in 4K. There's also big sales on spring comedy movies and crime thrillers. One of the titles on sale in the thrillers collection is The Town, which, quite frankly, I don't think that movie has gotten enough attention over the years. I think it's a super solid, very entertaining film. It's available in 4K HDR on Kscape for just $14.99. Last week, we talked about Dune Part 2 going up for pre-order on the Kaleidoscape system, and now we're starting to get some clarity on when that might actually land. The disc release is currently projected to go live on May 14th. I'll drop a link down to that disc pre-order over on Amazon down in the description and show notes. And it looks like the movie's streaming go-live date is April 15th, which just seems like crazy, crazy fast since it just got out in theaters. But that's the date that I'm seeing right now, which means we could see this film land on the Kaleidoscape system as early as next week. And as soon as it does, we'll have a Base Hunters go live to detail everything that film offers in the low end. Now for disc deals of the week, where I've picked for this first disc, not so much of a deal, but I think it's one of the better sci-fi movies out there that's about the sun. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this one on the podcast before, and I definitely know that DJ Briggs and Steve George have talked about it over on the Brightside Home Theater podcast, but it's called Sunshine. It was released, I believe, in about 2007, 2008. It's only released out on Blu-ray, but I think this one is a really fun, super solid watch, and it's available right now through Amazon for just $20. It's worth the $20. So I'll drop a link to that one down in the show notes. And now here's two legit deals. And much like last week's titles, these titles only cost $10.99, and they include all four formats. That's digital code, DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K UHD. And you can order them today, but they won't ship until May 21st. So here's what we've got this week. We have Leonardo DiCaprio in Shutter Island, which is a total brain bender, mind buster of a movie. It's a great watch. And The Untouchables, which I'm sure needs no introduction or explanation. Links to both of those films are right down in the description. Definitely go over and pick them up. And you can't beat it. 4K versions of both of those movies, new in box, just $10.99. And you're also getting the Blu-ray, DVD, and digital code. And for our featured gear deals of the week, we're looking squarely at Samsung's 2024 TV lineup, which is currently rolling out in pre-order fashion right now on Amazon and Best Buy. If you purchase one of these TVs, you'll get a free 65-inch TU690T Crystal 4K TV. And that's a TV that carries roughly a $500 value. So it's not in the same class as the TV you're purchasing. But if you have a need for a spare TV or an extra inexpensive TV, this is a really great option for you. TV models that qualify for this deal include several different Quantum Dot LED versions. Those are the QN900D 8K TV, the QN90D 4K TV, and the QN85D 4K TV. We also have the S95D OLED 4K TV, and this year's version of the frame, which we just talked about earlier. I'll include links to both Best Buy and Amazon right down in the description below. All right, folks, that's all I have for you this week. I hope this week is a really good one for you. Be good to each other out there, and I'll see you on the forum at avnirvana.com.